Sekt Idee. What's going on, everybody? It's the Dissect. Oi, Dissect DJs. What up, Steez?
Top of the morning to ya, because we are the DJs. I like to spin it, mix it, throw it back, and dissect it. And a very happy St. Patrick's Day to all of yous out there.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. What's going on, everybody? And we are back. And we decided, I surprised Cass. I was like, Cass, so I brought my St. Patty's shirt and beanie. We should do a St. Patty's episode. And little did I know, I really had no idea, though I did. This man is Irish. This is, what percentage would you say are you?
Didn't know that? No.
I had an inkling, but you know.
I have Irish on both sides. I'm going to go ahead and drop the Irish accent. I'm not going to keep that going for the whole episode.
I mean, I like
just wanted to drop a little oi, top of the morning to you at the beginning, you know. And I got my Irish get up, which is a little bit Peaky Blinders, a little bit Party City, which is usually what I go to. It's not like I'm prepared for St. Patrick's Day anytime it arrives, but I am Irish on both sides, a good percentage of both. So I'd say it's like at least around 50% on each side. So I don't know. I guess that makes me about 50%.
Have you ever met a leprechaun?
Twice. In my backyard. It's an Irish thing.
I figured.
You won't understand. Yeah, they make a cereal. It's, you probably never heard of it. It's called Lucky Charms.
Did you eat that? Did you eat that purposely knowing that you were Irish and therefore this was your cereal?
It didn't come up. I was mostly into it for the marshmallows. Okay. That was mostly my thing.
Especially the new one. Whenever there's a new marshmallow, for some reason, even though it tasted the exact same as the other marshmallows, I had to eat that one.
It's kind of like a bag of Skittles. It's like, is there an actual different taste to each one, or is it in your imagination just because the colors are different?
Pretty sure imagination. I think
you could. I remember when they added the rainbow marshmallow. I was excited. Like, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they, just like any cereal like Lucky Charms, what is it that really works? They just market the shit out of it super well. Like, as a kid, you just eat that shit up literally and figuratively because that leprechaun on the screen is selling you on it, and it makes it look delicious. And when they made a big deal out of it being like, and now we have the new rainbow marshmallow, you need to go to the store and get it right now. I'm like, yeah, I do.
Mom,
there's a marshmallow that looks like a rainbow now. Why do we not have it? All the kids in school are going to be laughing at me. They'll be laughing at me. It's St. Patrick's Day, and I don't have a rainbow marshmallow in my cereal, and we need to fix this. Need to change it right now.
Oi!
All right, before we go any further and discuss the song of today's dissection, I got a little housekeeping that I want to address right at the top, you know? First of all, we are on video. I feel like we don't address that enough. We don't talk about it enough. We made a big point of it our first episode that we had a video podcast element added, and that was our Hey DJ episode, like, I don't know, half a year ago at least. And yeah, that means we're doing video podcasting from here on out. But I feel like it's important that I actually let us know and let everybody know. Find the episodes of our video podcast. If you like listening to the audio, I think you're going to enjoy it even more if you get to see what we're doing. You don't know what we look like. We could be just dressed like normal ass dudes, not celebrating St. Patrick's Day. But if you want to see us in our St. Patrick's Day galore, go check it out on YouTube. At Rye Castle, that's my YouTube channel. But let me tell you, let me make it a little bit easier for everybody to find us. If you just go to YouTube and search Dissect DJs, our shit's going to pop up. Nobody else is doing the Dissect DJs thing on YouTube.
There are no other Dissect DJs. Now, there is a Dissect podcast.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
Haven't listened to it. But
they go in fucking detail. Okay. Music. They go into the chord of what a song. Let's see, this song is using the F note. And then they go, oh, this is dissecting the absolute
tip
shit
of the cap to the Dissect podcast.
Yeah,
I didn't
giving
know
them some respect because I was like, who the fuck are these guys? They didn't die. No, they go like, if you want to dissect every intricacy of a song. As far as the actual songs, they are the podcast for you. Go enjoy that. But if you are trying to hear what all the songs that we've ever heard in our past are actually saying, you're in the right place. Dissect DJs.
So go ahead and search Dissect DJs. Check us out. Leave us some comments. Subscribe to the channel so you get hip and drops. You know, this is another thing that we never bring up. Go ahead and subscribe to us on your podcast platforms. Rate our podcast. Give us some comments. Give us some feedback. You know, we'd love to hear from you. Almost 120 episodes in. We never mentioned that. But, you know, we would love to hear from you and have your ratings. Helps us out. We're trying to take this podcast next level. And we see the numbers and we appreciate the loyal fan base that we have. And we appreciate you coming back every episode. But, yeah, help us out. Give us some feedback. Let us know that that you appreciate what we're doing. And you know what I'm going to do?
Let's open back up the
Gmail account. Didn't we have that? Like, I feel like we brought that up on maybe our first or second episode ever. And then we never even brought it up again.
Make sure. Just go on Instagram. What's the problem with Instagram?
Yeah, but you know what? Let's. It was dissectdjs@gmail.com. Am I right about that?
That is correct.
Okay. Send us some Gmail. We might do a question bag sometimes. We might reach in there and pull some questions out from all you loyal fans out there. So, like, if you got any songs you want to hear, if you got any questions for the Dissect DJs, we'll answer any random shit you want to throw at us. And new breaking news, we finally have a TikTok. I'm going to throw that out there, too. I'm trying to hit you in all mediums right now.
We're on everything.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. The more that we get your engagement and we hear from you as we put it out on all these platforms, the more inspired I am to get my edit shoes on and just make all the different mixes, video cuts, new content, put out episodes more on the regular. It just inspires us to do our Dissect thing all the more. So we appreciate all the love and support. And there we go. For the first time in like 3 years, we're actually promoting ourselves a little bit. We're not very good at that, but here we are. On St. Paddy's Day, letting you know we love and support you, and we'd love to see all the more support you want to give us. Now, let's get to the Irish jam of the year, of the century, I would say.
What's that Irish soap? Do you use that Irish soap as well, Castle? I hate that soap.
Irish Spring, yeah. Why do you hate it?
Every time I put it, it dries my skin. Like, it literally, after I'm done, it has this weird, awkward feel of skin after I'm done with it.
It has a little bit of a dry skin, but I'm not going to lambast any Irish product today. And you know what? The Irish Spring Sport Body Wash, pretty good.
I did kind of hate on an Irish.
I have it in my shower right now. I could bring it out.
What about Irish cream for your coffee?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. A little Bailey's?
I'm not a big fan of Irish cream.
All right. Well, fuck you then. Justin wants to start off your St. Patrick's Day episode by saying, fuck you, Irish.
I don't like any of your shit. I dislike some of the Irish customs. You know what I do like? What's that stuff you guys make? Cabbage and...
I mean, I don't make it.
What's the stuff they make on St. Patrick's? What's the food?
Potatoes?
Corned beef, baby. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Delicious. Do you not eat corned beef?
I'm not actually a fan of cabbage at all, but...
Or corned beef?
Corned beef is chill. I love the potatoes. I'll get down some potatoes all day.
So are you...
That's
not,
it.
Although you're Irish, do you have any, like, Irish heritage? Are you very Irish at all? Like, is there anything else other than... No, my parents are...
No, I have some family with some thick Irish accent. I have a great aunt Una who has a very strong Irish accent. So it comes into play a little bit in the family, but it's not like I've ever been to Ireland. That's actually right at the top of my list of places I would love to visit. Such a lush green country out there. I'd love to see what it's about and just explore the land of my homeland. I've been to Scotland, which is a lot of what the other part of my blood is. We saw a crest of our deep family, which was actually the name Davidson, which is like, I don't know, several generations this way. I don't actually remember how it's connected.
Some guy named Castle came in and it was like...
Castle came in and took over. Yeah. Anytime you get to explore the land of your ancestors, I'm here for it. I salute thee. Go see what it's all about. But yeah, you jumped in about Irish Spring, so I didn't even get to finish what... We're literally like 10 minutes in the episode and we haven't even discussed who we're dissecting today, and that is... The Dropkick Murphys, I'm Shipping Up to Boston.
This song is a staple You must play this song on St. Patty's Day. If you don't play this song, you fucked up.
Did you even celebrate
something,
it?
Something went wrong because you heard it already. We already started with it. That beat mm-hmm. coming out the gate with whatever instruments they're using is so St. Patty's Day.
It's so Irish. It makes me think of like a Guinness commercial, possibly an Irish Spring Sport commercial, possibly a Boston Red Sox game circa like 2013.
Boston Celtics logo.
Yeah, the Boston Celtics. I feel like it's a song they would play in a timeout when they're like on a run.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. All that.
All that stuff. What's the first thing you think of when when you hear the name Dropkick Murphys, though? Because I'm wondering if it's the same as me.
It sounds like you're beating up somebody by the last name Murphy.
Fucking cool name. That's what I think it is. First time I heard it, I remember I had a friend in high school who would like put patches on his jacket, and I remember seeing one on there. That was the first time I ever saw the name. And I was like, holy shit, does that say the Dropkick Murphys? And he's like, oh yeah, it's a cool band. And I'm like, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
I should listen to them now. And then, you know, I got around to it eventually. Probably when I heard this song, which was released in 2004. It's kind of crazy that it's not even that old of a song, but it already feels like the Irish Boston anthem. It's made a strong impact in just a short amount of time, you know, because I can't imagine St. Patrick's Day without it. But yet 20 years ago, it was just being released for the first time. And you know, it probably took a minute to actually like take over the land. So
this might have hit pretty hard. It hits hard. So I'm sure it came out like, oh, this is a go. And it, like, especially if you're drinking.
How do you
not enjoy this song while drinking?
Oh, for sure.
On St. Patty's. Like,
you kind of need it.
I'm sure it hit early.
So it hits hard. Would you say it drop kicks you?
Real quick, as with me and most songs, I have no idea what the hell he just said. And I always just kind of...
I didn't even bother to try to pay attention. We have the lyrics. We'll bring it out. I first want to just say we have the video pulled up here on the big screen. I've never seen this video before, but it's exactly what you'd imagine to be. It's exactly what I always thought it would be. It's like black and white. We're on the East Boston River.
Harbor.
Yeah, the harbor, whatever that is. They're like... They're tearing up Boston. They're dressed all Irish. The band, the Dropkick Murphys, look like I imagine they would, and coming at you in full aggression. So let's see what they actually say. I'm a sailor peg, and I've lost my leg. Climbing up the top sails, I lost my leg.
Shipping off to Boston is what they said four times.
You said that a bunch. And then, whoa! Shipping off to Boston!
Ah! So it's a guy with a peg leg.
And he lost his leg.
And he lost
his I'm leg. Hoping it was the peg side. Because if it was the other side, that would really suck. Now,
so he just has a peg and then no leg?
And now he's going to be all pegs.
Dude. Yeah, that's a bad scenario.
Dude's up shit's creek with that situation. But let's just go ahead and assume it's the peg. As he was like climbing up the top of the sail... This guy was straight pirating it.
Yeah, that's definitely what it is. There's no way it was the leg. Like, how? I guess there's ways of losing your leg.
I mean, when you're climbing the top of a sail, all bets are off, man.
It's true.
Especially if you're caught up in a net and a seagull. Yeah. If you're celebrating St. Patrick's Day in Boston, I don't know. It's possible. I don't know.
We're reaching.
There's this whole song. It's a reach right now. I'm shipping up to Boston is the main thing that we need to know. And as they're doing it,
I've never been to Boston.
Legs are being lost. I've been to Boston one time when I was like a teenager, and I remember the main takeaway I had from it was not as big as I thought it would be. Thought it was going to be more like a regular, you know, kind of big, metropolitan U.S. city, the way like New York is, Philadelphia. Not so. It was very kind of historic, old school, like original America looking, you know. Like brick roads and stuff, a lot of landmark areas, which fun story about that, I almost got hit by a car at the site of the Boston Massacre.
Wow.
True story. somebody was like, yeah, this is the street where the Boston Massacre happened. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. And I was like looking around, and I like, started walking the street. Like, my dad grabbed me, and the car was just speeding on through. So I almost got massacred at the OG Boston Massacre. And they would have had to rewrite the tales of the books.
Yeah, yeah, add Castle.
They would have had to put my name in there. No, they wouldn't. Nobody would have.
I only know Boston from the brief couple times that I've been a fan of the Celtics.
Oh, God.
Specifically when they go against the Lakers in championships.
For anyone not familiar, Justin is the worst type of sports fan that there can be.
I'm the greatest worst.
Where he just decides he's rooting for this team this week because
I am the greatest worst fan ever.
Because they're playing against your team.
I have no loyalty. I will wear both jerseys. I will.
He loves to do the both jerseys thing, and it
never
gets old.
Whoever wins, I win. Whoever wins, I win.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it's a fun game. Everybody respects it every time. So in the Lakers and the Celtics played in the 2008 finals, I thought it'd be cool to just decide to rep Boston super hard
for a night.
For a night, for like the entire series, you were
for a series.
In my face about it.
Oh yeah,
and that's the most I've ever hated you. I think the entire time we've known each other. So that's what this song conjures up. I'm sorry,
I'm
boss.
I'm always amazed at my ability to absolutely irritate sports fans.
Every single person
with
that
my,
you pass?
No, just sports fans specifically with my lack of rules, lack of following the rules of being a sports fan that for some reason most follow.
Some would say that makes you not even really a sports fan.
Oh, I love sports.
I question that. I did just notice, by the way, as I'm looking at the lyrics, kind of covered it all. kind of all the lyrics of the song we've already gone over. I mean, we haven't listened at all, but I don't see a lot more that is talked about. So
let's hear it.
Let's hear the movie.
I can karaoke the fuck out of this song, man. This is easy as shit.
It would probably get people hyped. All I'm thinking about when I'm listening to this, how hyped are they when they listen to this in Boston? Like on St. Patrick's Day, especially. Like this must cause so many mosh pits and rallies and like people just getting,
can you imagine,
gnarly, like just throwing haymakers. So many guys named like Sean with like a four-leaf clover tattooed on their like back calf. Just slugging each other out, just like pounding.
You know what I'm imagining? I'm imagining like a bar in Boston, right? And it's not, the jukebox wasn't playing music for a very long time. And everybody's had a couple beers and they're just kind of talking. And it's kind of a lull at the bar, you know? Nobody's really enjoying anything. And then out of nowhere, you just hear, dun, 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 and everybody's just like, let's go, let's turn this place, and they just, you know, start picking it up. I could see that
absolutely
happening easily. But this guy with the peg, I feel bad for the guy with the peg leg. He has a problem, and they don't ever discuss it, follow through with it, figure out what happened to it, give him another leg. They just kind of move on to Boston, and then
it's really the only bit of story that we have. And I do have the slight backstory that it actually is lyrics written by folk singer Woody Guthrie, who apparently was a popular folk singer kind of in the early 20th century, kind of early mid-20th century. He's born in 1923. So basically, he's the one who probably said, I'm a sailor peg and I've lost my leg. Climbing up the top sails, I lost my leg.
I'm always amazed at people writing songs and say, yeah, I wrote that. And it's like, you just repeated it. So you just repeated that.
And then he said, I'm shipping up to Boston.
Whoa! And you like turned it into your teacher like, there you go. Song complete. Like, it's amazing to me.
I hand that
so
to you.
So many songs,
sir,
do that where it's like,
yeah.
Oh, you're done writing? That was, we've already done it, but like the writer of Tequila. Wasn't there like three different writers or something like that? And all I did was write Tequila. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I'm always amazed at the.
This song was never about the lyrics. That's clear. Yeah. It was about that
the
obvious.
Clear energy. That
like bass line that comes in with like, what instrument is that right there?
A trombone.
That's definitely not a trombone.
Eclectic violin.
There is some violin in there, because I heard that kind of the beginning part right there.
An organ.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Either way, it gets Irish folk hyped.
What's your craziest St. Patty's story?
Craziest St. Patty's Day. I've had a lot of really, you know, fun times in St. Patrick's Day. But if I'm thinking craziest, I remember one time. So I live over here in Hermosa, and I ended up in Redondo at a Hennessy's. And this was a long time ago, back in the era where I always thought I could walk home from stuff. I have so many different stories of being like, this is like before Uber was like a prevalent thing,
yeah.
Where I'd be like, I could just get there. I know the general direction. I'll get there eventually. And I start walking and walking and walking. And at one point, I'm really tired, and I see a couch on the side of the road. And I'm like, you know what? I need to lay down for a second. I'm going to take a nap. And I have a picture somewhere of that point. And I'm pretty sure I was like wearing this exact, like, this has been my go-to like St. Patrick's Day getup for a while. So I think I'd been bartending earlier in the night. So I was wearing this from that, and then I ended up out there. So I end up like full on falling asleep on this couch. Eventually some guy drives by in a truck, and he's like, "Hey, you need a ride?" And I, you know, my dumb, tired, fucking drunk ass is just like, "Yeah, I do actually. Sure, let's go." Get in this guy's truck. He's speeding around. And then he starts like being like, "Hey man, I got these two girls back at this hotel. I need some drugs though. Do you have any drugs?" And I'm just like,
what?
I'm just like, "Nah, I don't got any drugs." And he's just like, "Where can we get some?" And I'm like, I don't really know. I'm more concerned with just kind of getting back home. I feel like if you just keep going in this direction a little bit. And then he like pulls into a fucking parking lot somewhere, and he's just like, "I need to find drugs." And I was just like, I think I can walk from here. So nice to meet you. What was your name? And he just looked at me really serious, and he's like, "Well, it doesn't much matter now, does it?" And I'm like, "No, it doesn't. You're right. All right. Good luck to you. I'm going to keep heading home this way." And I remember the thing when you live on the coast of the beach, I remember like looking at my phone and being like, all I need to do is get to like this point right here that seems like it's like right there on the map, and I'll be on like towards the strand that I know I could just like walk the coast the rest of the way and get back to my place. And in order to do that, there was actually like a full-on mountain there, but I was just ready for the adventure and the challenge, and I ended up like scaling down a mountain. And next thing you know, it's just one of those moments where you're just like, dude, where the fuck, how did I end up here? Now I'm like climbing down a fucking mountain. When just like a couple hours ago, I was like in a bar, like drinking Irish car bombs. And now I ended up in some random dude's truck after passing out on the side of a roadside couch. And yeah, I ended up finally just getting down to the bottom and making it back home like I always do. And that was the thing. I always made it to my destination and never needed a taxi to do so. So just another lesson of young Ryan finding his way home any means necessary. So yeah. Wasn't so much like a crazy party experience in that one. It was just like a fucking adventure of like, I don't know how the hell I ended up here or here. But yeah, it's a good old time for old St. Pat. How about you? What's a St. Patrick's Day memory?
Well, there's three memories come to mind. All right. One, green beer.
Oh, yeah. So real quick on that, just to finish up, because that day, that was when I was like bartending all day. That was the day I learned how green beer just stains your fingers, because what you're doing is every beer you're pouring, you're doing a little green food coloring.
That's it.
And my whole hands, that whole story I just did, were like completely green. So add that to the mix. Anyways, continue.
Green beer, which is apparently is bad for you. Like, you're not supposed to be in that.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. They know what they're doing when they make that. I assume. I always trust the people that make products. And they're like, it's fine.
This is where you and I for sure go out of place. Green beer. Okay. Second is college days. That was an epic day of drinking.
There's a specific one you were thinking of?
No, just in general. I just remember being like, oh, St. Patty's, we're gonna turn up, and we'd be at like Brian's, because Brian's was an Irish bar.
Was it?
Brian's. Yeah. He had the clover and stuff in his logo.
That was a good place to either start or end if you were like going for a long haul day of drinking. Like, you know, they had like cheap beers. So if your plan was the duration, you know, game plan, like at some point being at Brian's and just like drinking their cheap beer and just kind of
at least have dollar beer
keeping it going, it was good for that. Yeah.
Perfect.
Dollar beer Wednesdays, man. Shout out to Brian's.
Shout out to Brian, man.
The random bar in like an Albertsons parking lot.
Yeah, moved it to 125 later. That was a little frustrating, but.
I remember that.
He had to do what he had to do. And then the final story is a depressing one, when I was dating a young lady and she forgot that she was dating me that night and decided to drink herself into oblivion and damn near, if not probably, hook up in front of me.
What?
A couple different times. So yeah, that was a that
oh,
was a
man.
Night.
That what was, era was that? Was that a time that I was?
Yeah, you innocent? Know all my eras, man. But you know.
I know, but I don't know if I was there. I can't.
I was pre COVID. I could tell you that. Was pretty
late. Oh, okay. All right. I think I know.
Yeah.
What you're putting down.
So, fuck her. How about that?
Ship her up to Boston.
Whoa! Whoa! Fast, to the point, high energy. That's a good, that is the
simple and effective, Justin.
St. Patty's to the T.
It does just kind of make you want to have a mug of beer and just like hard cheers it with somebody, you know what I mean?
I feel it.
Half the beer spills everywhere, but nobody gives a fuck because that's just the mood of the song. It's the mood of the day. It's the mood of the spirit of the Dropkick Murphys. Dropkick! Was that your slaps and claps? Are you giving them right now?
Yeah.
Oh, you just went right into them.
I supposed to. I thought that's what you meant. Drop kick.
No. I mean, yeah, sure. Fuck it. All right. Well, you gave three. You could do it now. That's a snap. You're looking at me like you're pissed off that you decided to go
disappointed
home.
Disappointed that you cut me off on my slaps.
I didn't know what you were doing
I
at first.
I thought you set me up. We were flowing into it.
Yeah. Well, you
do
killed
we have
the
to
flow.
Announce it every single time?
Usually. Like, I don't know.
I know. You know, we usually do, but we're 120 episodes. I think people know as the episodes come, they start hearing snaps and claps.
Oh, they know what's up. Okay, yeah. All right. So three slaps and you're still we're how many episodes in and you're still calling them claps? It's a slap meter. The name of the game is slaps, Justin. And I will drop kick you in the fucking mouth if you decide to get that wrong again. Oh, the Irish spirit is coming out in old Saint Ryan. He's feeling it. All right, you throwing like nine more snaps in there. I don't know. Like where are we at?
Four.
I will drop kick you in the throat.
What about you?
Four snaps? That's an excessive amount of snaps. Why didn't you just give like four slaps? Three slaps and four snaps?
I'll fucking drop kick you. Don't you question my slap.
I am questioning. Oh, I'm questioning.
You're questioning. We're going to end up fighting on camera right now.
He's getting my Irish up, folks. He's getting it. Gonna make me do it.
I don't like it.
He's gonna make me do it.
Because I know he'll beat me and I don't like it. And it's uncomfortable.
Oh, man. You haven't even seen my drop kick. Been training that
leg
since.
Leg hurts. I have a leg issue.
Yeah, you've been fucking with your leg
anyway,
all day.
Slaps and snaps. Hey, I got it right. So.
Hoi! Hoi! Hoi!
What the f-
You wouldn't understand. You're not Irish.
Two slaps. Two ois.
And then another slap. Another slap, snap.
And then another
and then and then two ois. Yeah. And here's the thing.
Hit it.
This is one of those songs where, like, you have to hear at the right time. If you played this song for me in
December, Thanksgiving,
yeah, any of those times, I'd be like, you know, let's just skip this song right now. But if we're in March, if we're celebrating the season of the Irish, my people, and we are ready to like
turn that song
pour
on.
Some beers into some mugs and
you
just
repeat it.
Throw it back up. Yeah, I was actually wondering as I was looking at this raging scene in Boston and imagining being there for St. Patrick's Day. And I'm wondering, like, do DJs have a limit to how many times they could play this song? Because it's got to be at least once an hour, if not like two. Like, everybody just wants to keep hearing this song. And then after it ends, people are probably already sad that they're not actually going to be able to hear it again. And
I have repeated this song four times.
You actually could. This song is repeatable. I will give it credit for that because, like, that bass, I just kind of keeps going. It doesn't really come in verses, as we noted. It's got, like, five lines in the whole thing. So you can actually just keep playing this song on repeat.
Well, it's kind of funny because at the end it goes.
I know. So you actually need to make a version where you cut that part out. You know what I mean? Yeah. I actually feel like I remember, I don't want to speak for, I feel like I remember my brother telling me one time he's DJed this party in downtown LA that has like, I remember him showing me videos. It's like the biggest group he's ever done. Like thousands of people just keeps going. I feel like I remember him telling me that like he was told to like just keep playing this song for like an hour straight. I feel like I remember that. I don't know. I gotta check in with him on that. It makes sense. Like this.
Yeah, it's a heavy hit.
This one is like it keeps the spirit going, and I feel like people wouldn't get tired of it on St. Patrick's Day, which is why we're gonna play the whole song again. Run it back again. That's like a fiddle. I think I finally figured out what it is when I heard it at the time. It's like one of those kind of like
a banjo.
A banjo, yeah, yeah. One of them. What is a fiddle?
You called it.
Fiddle's like
I got it right.
It's like a violin thing.
It's like a type of banjo.
It's like actually the beginning part is like a fiddle, and then it's
no
a banjo.
Idea what we're ding, 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 ding. We don't know what we're
they
talking.
They don't show
about.
Any of the instruments in the video. They just show these guys running through the streets, and then like cops are chasing them, and it's black and white. It's chaos.
Oi,
it's Boston.
Oi,
it's
oi.
Irish.
Let's go get a beer.
St. Patrick's Day at its best.
Strip on the bar, babe, and let's go get a beer. Oi, let's go get a beer and strip on the bar, babe.
That's Aussie. I don't know what you're doing now.
Hey, mate, let's go. We strip on the bar, babe.
Yeah.
Is that
tip of the cap?
Am I right on those?
No, none of them were. But I'll tell you what is right. Where we're going. Next.